Leo, ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. I thought it was another good work day. I thought we had good energy. I thought guys came out, your physical nature, really trying to push and develop the toughness, the physicality. It really, throughout the course of practice, you saw both sides, have really bright moments. We introduced some red zone work. Got some two-point plays. Continuing to push on the installation and, just different elements of concepts and schemes. And I think our guys are picking it up well. I'm definitely proud of them for the work they're putting in, away from our meetings and on their own time. But I thought the offense had some really bright moments, some big runs, some explosive plays. And then I thought the defense, towards the back part of practice, really responded well. And, you saw guys flying around communicating. All things that's important for us to continue to grow in. But we got four practices in. I think we've done a lot of great things. I really like the competition. I like the playmaking ability that's showing up. I've talked about the speed and just overall strength and physicality. I mean, I like the direction this team's heading in. But obviously we had a ton of work and got to clean up a lot of the little things to be more efficient and effective in what we're doing. But other than that, I mean, it's kind of where we are. Yeah, I will. The other day, Chris, kindly cut me off before I was finished my statement. So I wasn't going to give a personnel update. But Rob Scott will be out throughout the spring. We also will have Josh Farmer will be out throughout the spring. Both those guys fully expecting to be ready to go summer workouts and all that. And then, unfortunately, Jamari Howard is going to be out the rest of the spring. And, that injury will take him into this next season. We'll kind of see where that goes on availability. Really was having a good first couple of days, but unfortunately, went down. And, we'll have to see the progress in that rehabilitation coming back. But I just wanted to give you those on guys that you'll be out for the remainder of spring, and you'll kind of see where that goes.
What do you want to get from Thursday's scrimmage?
I just want to see guys go out there and play. I mean, it's really the communication element of it. Guys, on the field. The different groups, we're going to mix a lot of different personnel. I don't expect a ton of, cohesiveness, just with the different, personnel groupings that are going to be rolling, but that's a part of it. Who can go out there and do their job, make sure that they are communicating the best of their ability, getting aligned, taking a great first step, and then, going out and executing, making plays when you get the opportunity. But, it's going to be a good work day. It's actually, usually it's about a day earlier than I normally go with the scrimmage. I think it just fit with the calendar of how it is, and I want to see these guys go play. But I am pleased with the work they put in and kind of where we are at 4 days.
This being the first scrimmage using the headsets, I guess, how did this change things? And I guess what's the feedback been for practices and working with them?
It's been good. I mean, I think that'll be another element. We're trying to implement that as much as possible throughout the course of practice to see, what communication is good, what's too much, too little, different ways that, how much we want to use it. There'll be times we might not. And so, we'll kind of just go from there and, continue to try and utilize and focus on different things within that communication. And, We have the rest of spring to kind of play with it, and then obviously fall camp will really kind of hone down on how we want to utilize it.
The colleges have used it before, the pros have. Can you gain anything by talking to pro coaches?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we've talked to pro. One of the things is guys that have been pros, college, back to pros, just that they, you guys that have a pretty good sense of both, we're having plenty of conversations.
With those older guys being injured, Rob and Josh, and the fact that they play so much football is not a huge concern.
No, I mean, I'm definitely excited about what this year is going to be for them. They've all, both those guys have definitely, they have the repetition. They know what to do. And I mean, and the way they've been, working, just even in some of the things rehab-wise, it's not like they're sitting back and just waiting. It's everything's pushing to get better, even just the finer details and the mental aspect of it, communication, and they're taking a lot of ownership when it comes to that.
when you try to evaluate quarterbacks, it's always, you know, kind of tricky to try to balance out the talent around them. But it seems like there really is no drop-off. I mean, I know you do mix things up, but it seems like there's really no drop-off between who Brock and DJ are working with. How does that help you evaluate?
No, the depth that we have is something I'm excited about, and you know, it really does allow it allows those guys to showcase, you know, who they are, and sometimes you want to see them in with different person, because there's different strengths and weaknesses of each group, and so to see those guys go and be able to work and just really operate with the personnel around them is important, and I think they're doing a good job.
Coach, you mentioned the drops last practice. How do you think the receivers responded to that?
Well, I thought it was a better day. I mean, it wasn't just there. We still had a couple, but it was it wasn't just the receivers in the last practice. It was tight ends and running back. It was all, everybody involved was somebody that had missed opportunities. And so you challenge the guys. It's the focus. It's the details. Make sure we're finishing plays. We get the opportunities, because obviously you can see, but we got a talented group. We got good depth. We've got a lot of competition. So you better seize the moment when you get it.
It's only four practices, but have you seen Azariah take even another step?
Yeah, I mean, it was an expected step. I'm not saying he's done anything that shocked me. I mean, because I think you're really highly of him and what his ceiling and potential is, and I really like because he's played so much football. He played a lot of snaps as a true freshman. Last year as a sophomore year, was very active in what we do or what we did. You have him, Fentrell, those guys are. Seasoned, and I think both of them have done a lot of good things here in the first 4 days of practice, but I think the sky's the limit for him, and just continuing to push all that I know he can be.
And how good does it help all the quarterbacks, not just as REA? It's a different type of receiving corps. Obviously Johnny and Keon are tough to cover in their own way, but you've got dudes that can, if they're not ready, can run right by them. Oh, yeah. Like, how does that help them prepare?
Oh, I mean, it's every step, every movement. Because if you take a bad step, it's gonna look bad quickly. And so, I think it's that much more emphasis on the fundamentals, trusting your technique. And obviously we got big, long corners that it also provides the challenge for the receivers. So I really like the work that we're getting, and it's not just out of the backfield, or not just at receivers, but also out of the backfield. You know, got some guys that can really run there too. So just all leverage angles. I think it's something that will also help us when it comes to our defensive tackling. When you face that type of speed, it definitely forces all angles to be spot on.
As a play caller, does it tweak how you having that kind of speed? Sorry, I cut you off, Ryder.
Sorry, it seems like people are just used to doing that.
Right, sure. Do you tweak how even you call plays? Do you have that different? You have a speed element that maybe you didn't have last.
Well, I mean, it's every year is going to be unique to the group that you have, and it's. I've been part of offenses with a lot of speed, and those are usually fun offenses to be a part of, because it's just when you can create space, you can create opportunity. You get the ball to playmakers in space that can score from anywhere. It's obviously Mo Betta.
There's so many new faces and so many competitions. Does it change at all the scrimmage, like in terms of how you go into the scrimmage? Like trying to make sure you get all those guys in the rows.
Yeah, no, I mean, there'll be some guys that will be on, probably account of, what we need to see. I mean, what it's going to be, but, we will also, there'll be some necessary, counts of we have to get this guy this many reps, and just so we can see all the looks. We do have a lot of newcomers, and and a lot of those guys are freshmen that are coming in, and this is going to be their first real action of being in Doak Campbell, and just want to see how they react.
Will you go live in the return game?
What's up?
We go live.
We'll have some competitive drills. We did more of the live work in the fall camp more than we do in spring.
Thank you.